John McCain's cancer prognosis is good.
I've been in a number of fights in my life, and this is just another one, and I'm sure we will be able to prevail.
The Gore campaign on the mighty Mississippi. The Pentagon keeps a vigil for missing Russian sailors.
There's an inherent sense of camaraderie that is felt by military people that transcends nationality and political differences.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Arizona Senator John McCain got good news from his doctors today. CBS News reporter Steve Futterman is live in Phoenix.
John McCain's doctors believe his skin cancer has not spread. The 64-year-old McCain announced today he will undergo surgery tomorrow to remove two malignant melanomas, one on his arm, one on his left temple. But the news about the cancer apparently not spreading left McCain in good spirits.
We expect it to be relatively short, relatively simple, and as I say, I'm very confident. I've been in a number of fights in my life, and this is just another one. And
McCain's wearing a baseball cap told reporters he hopes to be back on the campaign trail by Labor Day. Live in Phoenix, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Reform Party presidential candidate Patrick Buchanan had surgery in Washington today to remove his gallbladder. Buchanan's sister says he'd been troubled by gallstones for some time, but had hoped to put off surgery till after Election Day. Now this.
One wants to be a doctor, one wants to be a dragon. One loves fractions, the other loves recess. Identical twins, different as night and day. And you'd give them both the moon and the stars if you could. You'd give them chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
Ever see a giant truck with tires over 12 feet high? An aircraft carrier with a deck more than 3 football fields long? Or an oil rig 300 feet taller than Chicago's Sears Tower? The History Channel brings you the ultimate in supersize. From trucks and tanks to aircraft carriers and oil rigs. See why bigger is better and why size does matter. On Modern Marvels. Begins Monday at 10 p.m. 9 Central on the History Channel.
At the convention last night, Al Gore was portrayed as a loving father, loyal friend, and committed public servant. But he demonstrated today that there's a little bit of Huck Finn inside that suit. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
Post-convention campaign trips usually feature huge crowds and visits to major battleground states. But Al Gore has encountered relatively few real voters on this slow boat down the Mississippi in Iowa and Wisconsin. He is campaigning almost one voter at a time, appealing for support through a loudspeaker aimed at the riverbank. For Gore, the intended target audience is beyond here. His campaign hopes a heartland backdrop and talk of the economy and Medicare will hit home with swing voters everywhere. Peter Mayer, CBS News, on the riverboat Mark Twain on the Mississippi.
George W. Bush went to Gore's home state of Tennessee today, accusing Gore of trying to divide America.
I've got a different vision of leadership. A leadership is somebody who brings people together. A leader is somebody who finds common ground.
CBS News reporter Bob Serkin has more.
Be patient. Help is on the way, George Bush told over 2,000 supporters crammed into a sweltering suburban Memphis warehouse deep in Gore country. With renewed vigor and his running mate Dick Cheney by his side, Bush characterized Al Gore's acceptance speech last night as merely a new list of promises to cover up old failures. And Bush issued a warning. Watch out for new negative Gore campaign ads saying George Bush and Dick Cheney will take away your Social Security benefits. Don't believe it, yelled Bush. Bob Serkin for CBS News, Memphis.
Democrats were quick to blame Republicans when word leaked yesterday that a new grand jury was impaneled to hear evidence against President Clinton in the Monica Lewinsky case. But now, a federal judge in Chicago admits he was the source of the leak. Richard Cudahy, who's a Democrat, says he let it slip inadvertently during a conversation with a reporter. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson has been following the Firestone tire story and reports now that the government could expand the scope of the recall.
Federal safety investigators are looking very closely not only at the tires that have already been recalled by Firestone, but tires that have not been recalled in the United States and were recalled in other countries. They are not yet satisfied that the Firestone recall is broad enough and is really covering all the problem tires.
Already 6.5 million Firestone tires have been recalled, most of them installed on Ford trucks and sport utility vehicles. More than 60 deaths have been linked to the tires. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
You run a business with your heart and soul. Every decision is a careful one, yet there are no guarantees. Take that network you poured so much into. You think your business is online, but given the paper you generate, you know it really isn't. A Xerox Document Center scans important documents to PCs, to websites, to the internet, from 20 to 65 pages a minute. It's also a printer copier that can make the most of any network. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX and discover why our document centers have a lot of heart and soul for business, too.
Congratulations! You're the proud father of octuplets.
Octuplets? What is that, like seven?
No.
Looking for a bigger home? Click on to Realtor.com and search over 1.3 million current home listings. And even connect with a realtor. Plus, with Realtor.com, you can find just the features you're looking for. Like maybe a nine-bedroom house. Realtor.com. It's the place to start when you start looking for a home.
Defense Secretary William Cohen says the Pentagon is ready, willing, and able to help the rescue effort in the Barents Sea, but so far his Russian counterpart hasn't asked for anything.
He expressed appreciation for our offer of assistance, and he asked that we work through NATO channels to coordinate, and this we are glad to do.
Cohen says the U.S. military is concerned about the crew of the submarine Kursk as fellow professionals. CBS News reporter Bill Gasparini has the latest from Moscow.
Rescue teams up on the scene are continuing round-the-clock efforts to try and open the escape hatch on the submarine. Each time they send down the submersible vehicles, it comes back empty. They have not been able to open the hatch because they say the damage to the sub is so extensive that the hatch is essentially jammed. Of course, they're anticipating the arrival of the British and Norwegian teams, which should be moving into place sometime over the weekend. But even as the efforts continue, it's been almost a week since the disaster occurred, and there's an increasing feeling that it may be a case of too little too late. It may be that they'll find that no one is left alive inside.
Watch out for Chris. Over the next few days, he could become a hurricane. Tropical storm Chris has formed in the Atlantic about 400 miles east of Antigua. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Are you looking for sizzling hot technology? Then visit our Super Mongo Virtual IT Career Fair!
There's a better way, people. Computerjobs.com. Real jobs. Updated hourly. Customized to your individual profile. The tools you need. The results you deserve. Take control. If you're serious about your IT career, you'll go there.
Computerjobs.com. Outlive your code. Upgrade your future.
Lieutenant Peter Decker never wanted his job to touch his family, but now his two worlds have collided. Stalker, the newest thriller from New York Times best-selling author Faye Kellerman. Someone wants rookie cop Cynthia Decker dead. She won't tell her father, she can't trust the cops, and there's nowhere to hide. Stalker by Faye Kellerman, a Peter Decker, Rena Lazarus novel. Stalker, available from William Morrow.
The Dow lost 9 points today. The Nasdaq lost 10. The racehorse named Zippy Chippy never has lived up to his name. In 86 outings, he's never had a win. And in Rochester, New York, Zippy Chippy fared no better against a two-legged opponent. Zippy was put up against center fielder Jose Herrera of the minor league Rochester Red Wings. Their track was a 40-yard stretch in the outfield. Herrera was way ahead from the start and won by at least 3 horse lengths. Zippy Chippy's owner says 40 yards wasn't enough for the horse to get going, so he let Jose win to make him feel good. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.